WKJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson. This sports update is brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs. And in high school baseball results from last night, it was Atlantic defeating Red Oak by a score of 17-2. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln beat Griswold 14-4. It was Coon Rapids' Bayard over Storm Lake St. Mary's by a score of 11-1, as Michael Schwenk had a two-run double and two singles in that game. Corning beat Central Decatur 11-6. It was Denison Schleswig winning the first game of a doubleheader with Shenandoah 7-1, and then Denison won the second game against Shenandoah as well by a score of 7-4. Des Moines Christian beat Panorama 3-1. It was Glenwood over Lewis Central 11-0 in five innings, as Taylor Kaufman threw a no-hitter in those five innings of work. Guthrie Center beat Madrid 9-4. It was Harlan over Clarinda 11-0. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 14-2 in five innings, as Logan Magnolia's Levi Edelman pitched a complete game and also had a good game at the plate, going 2-for-3 with two home runs and four RBI. Orient Maxburg beat Cam 13-12 in a high-scoring game. It was St. Mary Storm Lake beating OABCIG 15-5 in six innings. Villisca beat Staten 15-5, and Walnut was over Adair Casey 5-4. In softball results last night, it was Red Oak winning the first game of a doubleheader with the Atlantic Trojans 7-6. But the Trojans were able to turn the tables on Red Oak in the second game as Atlantic beat Red Oak 6-0. AHST beat Fremont Mills 2-0. Charter Oak Ute beat Coon Rapids Bayard 5-2. It was Creston over Kemper Catholic 10-0 in the first game of a doubleheader, as Creston won the second game against Kemper 12-2. Denison Schleswig won the first game against Shenandoah 7-2, and then they won the second game against Shenandoah 15-2. It was Des Moines Christian over Panorama 10-0. Earlham beat Van Meter 1-0. It was Exira EHK over Riverside 5-2, as Rachel Smith got the win in that game, while Chelsea Nelson had a double and a triple. Glenwood beat Lewis Central 3-0 in the first game of a doubleheader, and the second game had Glenwood beating Lewis Central 4-3. Harlan beat Clarinda 6-2, and then Harlan won the second game of the doubleheader against Clarinda 7-3. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's over Lennox 12-0. Madrid beat Guthrie Center 12-0 in a game that just went four innings. Missouri Valley beat Logan Magnolia 4-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 12-5 winner over Sioux City West. It was Sioux City Bishop Heelan over Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 3-2, as that game went extra innings and they played nine innings. It was Sioux City North over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 7-4. Staten beat Villisca 12-10. Traynor beat Boyer Valley by a score of 12-1. Tri-Center beat Council Bluffs St. Albert 17-0 in four innings. Winterset beat Carroll 8-1 in the first game of a doubleheader, as Winterset then won the second game 4-2 over Carroll. Woodbury Central beat Underwood 9-2, and Walnut was over Adair Casey by a score of 9-0. KJAN News Time is 8:24. As up next, we'll have a story about Gene Chizik, the Auburn coach, and former Iowa State coach, writing a new book that's on the way next.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, Auburn coach Gene Chizik opens up about his messy departure from Iowa State in a new book. The former Cyclones coach compares his feelings about interviewing with the Tigers to cheating on a spouse. Chizik also reveals in his book, All In, What It Takes to Be the Best, a book set to be released in July, that he withdrew his name from consideration shortly after his first interview with Auburn in 2008. Chizik was later stunned when he was offered his dream job at Auburn the next day. Chizik says while accepting the Tigers' job was a no-brainer for his career, leaving Iowa State was agonizing for personal reasons. Chizik also says he wishes Cyclones athletic director Jamie Pollard had handled his departure differently from the Iowa State program. In Major League Baseball action from last night, it was the Washington Nationals climbing out of the basement in the National League East, and they remain one of the hottest teams in baseball with their six-game winning streak. Rookie Danny Espinosa cracked a three-run walk-off home run in the 10th inning of the Nationals' 7-4 win and a three-game sweep of the fading St. Louis Cardinals, as the Redbirds have now lost six straight games. And we do have live coverage of Cardinals baseball again tonight as they look to snap that six-game losing streak. They take on the Royals tonight as pregame coverage gets underway at 6:20 on the radio. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Philadelphia Phillies' Cliff Lee tossing a two-hitter, as he also had two hits at the plate and an RBI in a 3-0 shutout of the Marlins. Pittsburgh has its first three-game sweep of the season as they beat Houston 5-4. Garrett Jones hit a three-run homer in the first inning for the Bucks. The Atlanta Braves nipped by the New York Mets 9-8 in 10 innings as the winning run was scored on a balk called on Mets reliever DJ Carrasco. Arizona salvaged in the finale of a three-game series by beating the San Francisco Giants 3-2 on Justin Upton's walk-off home run in the 10th inning. While moving along to the American League, Adrian Gonzalez homered and David Ortiz, Darnell McDonald, and Dustin Pedroia drove in runs to back starter Clay Buchholz and lead the Red Sox to a 4-2 victory over the Tampa Bay Rays. Brett Gardner hit the game-winning single in the 12th inning, setting the New York Yankees past the Texas Rangers 3-2 for the three-game sweep. Johnny Peralta and Ryan Rayburn hit back-to-back solo home runs in the 4th inning of Detroit's 6-2 win over visiting Cleveland. Michael Kadire's leadoff home run in the 2nd inning provided the only scoring in the Minnesota Twins' 1-0 victory over the visiting White Sox. And Baltimore scored a pair of runs in the top of the 9th inning to snap a 2-2 tie, and then held on for a 4-3 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. And in football news with the Kansas City Chiefs, a self-organized three-day workout by about 45 Chiefs players seemed to whet everyone's appetite for some real football. Organized by quarterback Matt Cassel, safety John McGraw, and a few others, the Chiefs got together on a local high school football field Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and ran routine plays. The public and media were allowed to watch only the last half hour on Thursday afternoon. Most of the Chiefs' top players were on hand, including Cassel, Pro Bowl linebacker Derek Johnson, and running back Thomas Jones. KJAN News Time is 8:28, as up next we'll have an update from the U.S. Open.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years' experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, Rory McIlroy is back on the course at the U.S. Open, showing no early signs of letting up. Playing in calm conditions on a congressional layout drenched by overnight rain, McIlroy opened up today's round by hitting the first three greens in regulation and making three straight pars to stay at 6-under. He's currently three shots ahead of Y.E. Yang and Carl Schwartzel. McIlroy opened with a 6-under 65 yesterday, as his three-shot lead was the biggest first-round cushion at the U.S. Open in 35 years. Schwartzel, who won the Masters after McIlroy collapsed in the final round of that tournament, started his day with two pars. Yang has an afternoon tee time, and six players finished the first round at 2-under par, but none was making an early move. Well, even in the Peoria, Illinois Chiefs, even they're going to be poking fun at LeBron James. The Chicago Cubs Class Single-A affiliate held a LeBron James NBA Championship replica ring giveaway at Thursday night's game. The replica rings, like a Miami Heat championship, don't exist, though. Fans who came to Thursday's Chiefs game were greeted with an empty table. Before the event, the Chiefs had also joked that they hoped to skip the fourth inning of Thursday's games against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to honor James. James was criticized for his poor performances in the fourth quarter of games during the NBA Finals against Dallas. The Super Bowl was more than 4 months ago, and the joy-sapping nature of the NFL's unresolved labor situation makes it seem even further in the past. The memories came rushing back, and concerns about the lockout faded away Thursday night when the Green Bay Packers players gathered at Lambeau Field to receive their Super Bowl rings. The rings feature a Packers G logo with 13 diamonds that symbolize each of the team's championships. Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy says players wanted big and they wanted bling, and said the franchise delivered on both counts. Contract talks between the players and teams generally is prohibited during the lockout, but the Packers received special permission from the NFL to hold the ceremony to get their Super Bowl rings. That's a check of our KJAN Sports News, as Sports This Hour was brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida.